And what you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Take it away, Laura.
Thank you, Andy. I don't do the high-pitched voice. It doesn't suit me, so thank you. All right.
You just did it.
I mean,
I was going to say, what was that?
You just did it right there. Wow.
Thank you. Is that how it goes? I'm trying. Anyways, we talked a lot about women's sports, and I wanted to give a shout-out to six indigenous women who completed a 52-hour race from Los Angeles to Las Vegas this past weekend for a speed project race. This is the first time six indigenous women have done this. According to reports, they completed a 340-mile relay race. The Speed Project has a reputation for being one of the hardest and more secretive relay races in the world. They started at the Santa Monica Pier and ended in front of the Las Vegas welcome sign. Again, 340 miles. I mean, ma'ams, they did 40 miles each. Each girl did 40 miles. That's like two marathons, right? Wow. A marathon's like 26 miles. Or something like that. That's insane. Like,
marathons are none of my business.
26.2 or something like that.
Yeah, but so it's like almost two full marathons. I'm like, yo, wow. I can't even run a block.
Like, you said that it's the first time six indigenous women have ever done this. I can't imagine there are that many women or men of any ethnicity who've done this, period. That is brutally hard.
And they did it in huaraches. So like in sandals. So they didn't,
Why? They ran in sandals?
Because they were in cultural clothing. So the huaraches are, because they're, I'm going to probably butcher this, but it's raramuri, which is in Mexico. And they did it. Like, I saw their, like, huaraches. I'm like, damn. Like, that's wild to me.
No, I'm sorry. Like, that's the one part where I think you got to assimilate. Like, I totally respect the culture and that, but like, that's brutal on yourself. Like,
Even the Kenyans wear sneakers. Come on.
I mean, give yourself.
I'm just saying. Come on.
I know that there weren't like, I think that the huaraches were made from like something special, like the soles were different, but still like some huaraches, you know what I mean? They're sandals. Yeah.
Wow. It's like whenever I see in the summer, like the Hasidic Jews walking from a temple service in the summer and it's like 110 degrees outside and they're wearing the hat, like the fur hats and the all black. I'm like, God would understand. Like, yeah. I promise you. You can wear something that breathes more.
So they were making
a
statement.
I promise you.
They were making a statement.
So apparently, I read up a little bit, that region of Mexico, a lot of the women are, like, their stamina for whatever reason is just more, it's higher, so they can do longer distance running. Well, and they're known for that. But that's still insane.
40 miles in sandals.
That is
50.
50 miles in sandals.
Each person, yeah.
52 and change if it's two marathons.
No, but they did 50. So each, it was six of them. They did it in a relay. It was 50 miles. So it's almost two marathons.
Gosh. Wow. That's awesome.
Man. Shout out to them. Big that time. Is crazy. Incredible.
I wanted to shout them. I was like, that's amazing.
Why is a relay race so secretive? Because it's dangerous or something?
There's like a, because I was reading about it. So there's not a lot of information in YouTube. Oh. It's an invite only. So you get invited. You can't seek them. They seek you.
Oh,
that's wild.
I wanted to do the Gumball Rally. You heard of that? The Gumball Rally, the car race where you race from LA to New York? And it's not really legal?
I one time, years ago, what was it? I think it's called the Bull Run. It's similar.
Oh, I've heard of this. Yeah.
It's similar to the Gumball Rally.
Yeah.
Years ago, I want to say this was maybe, it's going on 20 years, for ESPN the magazine, my brother and I did an assignment where we were covering this thing. And we each did half of it. Like, I started out with them on this race.
Yeah.
And then Brian picked up part of it wherever they were, like in the middle of the country, and it ended in Miami. I did the first day. I actually rode along with riders. I have never been more terrified.
Yeah.
Like, these are people just swerving all over the freeway. I actually called Brian.
It's crazy.
Because he was on the road. I said, there is a bus that is accompanying them, get on the bus for this assignment talk to people afterwards. I was like, do not get in these people's
cars.
Maybe
street racing is not a good idea right now.
It was, honestly, it was, I was terrified that I was going to get killed doing this thing.
And you could.
Oh, my God.
You could. Who was the football player? Rice.
Yeah, Rashee Rice.
Chiefs, right?
Yep.
Yeah, just wrecked doing street racing. Yeah, maybe Bad idea. Let's run 50 miles in sandals. That sounds better.
I don't know about all that either, but, you know.
Plus, the people that did this bull run, to be honest, they were a-holes. Like, they were really they're just douchey people. Like, you know, they're cutting people off, and they think it's hilarious. I'm just like.
No.
Simon Cowell's brother is one of them.
Yeah, that's something LA has a lot of. We have a lot of, like, street racers out there.
It ain't that serious. Like, I'm not a. I had friends that were my nephew loves his little whatever. He has like those cars that you fix up, and they he doesn't race. He does it for photography. He has a photography business thing, but I'm always scared when he goes on a job and he's taking pictures because he could potentially die.
Oh, yeah.
Doing his job, and I hate it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I have a rule though. Is this wrong? Like when people want to merge, if your car is not more expensive than mine. No.
Hey, sometimes that doesn't matter.
If my car is worth more than yours, no.
But sometimes the expensive cars don't go fast. Like, I've seen people, I'm not, listen.
What? You're not passing me in a Sentra.
I have. That's what I'm saying. Listen, I have. That's why I took offense to it, because I know you were going there. Your girl has a Sentra because the girl's broke. You a Super Bowl champ. You got money.
Yep.
But see, here's
the
thing.
Get that rear bumper.
DeMarco's like, you're broke ass ain't passing me.
But listen, so I had a situation like there was a car next to me, and it was a pretty expensive car compared to mine, right? And it's not hard. I have a 2021, 22 Sentra. So it's not hard to have a higher or more expensive car than mine. Pero, my thing is, like, if you got a balling car, bruh, and you're not willing to push pedal to the metal, like, get the bleep out the way. And I'm going to make sure you get the bleep out the way. Like, let's go.
She passes up Teslas. I know she does.
Oh, of course I do. Bleep them Teslas and Prius drivers. Ugh.
So every time, DeMarco, someone's looking to merge, you're, like, checking out the car, trying to see what year it is.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're squaring
trying
up
the car?
Trying
to see how tricked out it is.
I go from 65 to, like, 70.
You wouldn't like me on the road, then. I'm cutting right in front of you.
See, we don't got baller cars, but we got them street smarts, DeMarco.
This is the same attitude, by the way, that allows DeMarco to feel comfortable shaking down Shohei Ohtani.
I am not shaking him down. Exactly. How is it a shakedown? I have something he wants.
Again, that is like the definition of a shakedown.
I have something he wants. I'm not stealing from him. How bad do you want this thing?
Again, DeMarco, like, this is basically what a shakedown is. Like, you know, the people that get shook down for protection.
Yeah.
You know what they really want?
What?
Protection. That's why they're paying for protection.
You know? Come on.
It's a nice home run ball. Be a shame if something happened to it.
But it's awesome. I mean, think about it. That is historic, right?
Yes.
We expect more out of him, right? We expect greatness. At the top of your wish list for Shohei Ohtani, how many World Series championships does he bring to the Dodgers? How many home runs does he hit in his career?
Many.
Okay, so this is the first one. So at some point, 10, 20, 30 years from now, this ball is going to be worth how much? So why would I ever give this thing away?
But do you want to be that a-hole that keeps it?
Why does that make me that?
Okay, because
if
you're a fan of the sport, if you're a fan of the Dodgers,
yeah.
Like I was saying to you guys off mic, like, you don't want to be that bleep hole that does all that and then still goes to the game, because my peoples are rough, okay? We a little rough around the edges. So there's already that. Two, if you love the sport, you know that means a lot to him too. So you want to give it to him. But don't be dumb and get something for it.
I love the Dodgers. I love the boat I'm going to buy with the money you give me for this bowl.
He's going to watch every Dodger game from
every
that boat.
I will never miss a Dodger game. It will not affect my love of the Dodgers. Are you crazy?
We were talking about first, though, and this is something that people want to either weigh in 877-710-ESPN or hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Cam Brothers. DeMarco is at Baby Whale 1.
Yes,
at Baby
correct.
Whale.
That's right. That's one of my nicknames. So that's the one I gave you. I have family nickname and that nickname.
Oh, that's a whole other conversation too coming up.
Go ahead.
Like, when you think about LA firsts, like as far as LA sports firsts, what are some of the moments that either pop to mind or that you wish that you could have seen? Like, we were throwing around before the show Kershaw's first strikeout, Wayne Gretzky's first goal as a king, Kobe's first bucket.
His first bucket was what? You said a free throw?
Well, his first point was a free throw.
Against the Knicks.
Against the Knicks, game one of the season. His first basket came in game three against the Charlotte Hornets, the team that drafted him.
His first field goal.
Yeah, his first field goal.
Yeah, came against the team that drafted him.
Yep.
Wow, that's apropos. Wow.
All right, Gutless Mrs. Sock. This is Socko.
Gutless Mrs. Socko
is hitting us up in the circle. Okay. AK, I'm with DeMarco Farr. It's not a shakedown. It's like hitting the lottery. I don't care what people think. I'm getting mine. Sorry, Laura, pay up.
Thank you very much. If you found a winning lottery ticket, if a winning lottery ticket fell out of the pocket of a guy in front of you, would you pick it up and give it back to him?
Okay.
I'm talking $1 billion.
This is what makes it interesting, though.
Yeah.
I originally thought you were going to say if you found a winning lottery ticket, like you just found it.
Okay, let's go that way.
Okay, at that point, that becomes finders keepers.
Right.
Because you have no idea who it actually belongs to.
Okay, that I like.
Right.
This is the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing because in the scenario you brought up, it fell out of a pocket in front of someone right in front
of
you. You know who it belongs
to. Delete that. Go with your story. It's the same thing. He hit it to me, right? So I am not shaking him down. He wants the ball back.
All right, David 100 in the Valley hitting us up. What up, man?
Hey, what's up, Andy? What's up, D-Far? Great show so far.
Thanks.
I'm going to say something about the Ohtani ball, and then I want to ask D-Far a question. First and foremost, Dodgers did that girl dirty. If I was the one to catch that ball, first and foremost, I don't care how many security get there, I ain't moving from that seat. My first question is, where is the bag, first and foremost? And then he gets the ball. If not, here's my number. You guys could call me when you guys are ready to negotiate. I ain't taking a baseball bat. I ain't taking two hats. How do I even know Shohei Ohtani signed over?
Start playing I Love L.A. Right there.
Girl didn't even meet the guy. As far as I know, security could have signed those things, you know? So I feel bad for the girl. But, yeah, definitely it's going to be a bag. And the other question I had for D-Far is, I know you said you don't like people going in front of you, and is it okay if with an AMG I go in front of you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, if you earn it, you can get it. You know what I'm saying? If you can outrun me, you can have it.
I love you guys, man. Great show.
Thanks, man.
Baller alert.
Yeah, some people I just can't stop. I'm just saying. If I can outrun you, you're going to have to earn that. I'm just saying.
DeMarco's rules, man, it's a cold world.
You chose violence today, DeMarco.
You chose violence today, sir. Okay.
Crypto Ray just tweeted us in the circle. If a kid throws his football into DeMarco's yard, that kid is getting a shakedown.
Oh, absolutely. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want this ball? That's my daddy gave me that ball. Well, good. Tell your daddy to come over here.
Pay up, son.
With a bag.
Patrick Abandi says in the circle, I would have told Ohtani I'll give him the ball when the Dodgers win a chip with him. Until then, I'm keeping it.
There you go. See?
Interesting.
Oh, that's a good one.
Don't you feel bad now? See?
That's a good one because he did it for the city. He didn't even do it just for himself.
That's true.
That's awesome. He did it for the city. I love that.
Should Pat, if those were the conditions and Ohtani ends up winning a chip,
he gets a ring.
I was just going to ask, does Patrick Abandi get a ring?
I want a ring, bro.
There you go.
That's a good one.
All right, coming up next, and I guess we're sort of subtweeting someone, maybe? I don't know. Is it okay to call?
Hold on. What does your shirt say?
It says Little Tokyo Ramen.
I could have swore that said Lakers.
No.
Little Tokyo Ramen.
My wife got this for me in Little Tokyo because she knows that I both love Little Tokyo and I love ramen.
And the Lakers.
Yeah, and the Lakers. And the Lakers. I'm a big Laker fan. So it's for those who are not watching on YouTube, it is like the Lakers logo. Like at first blush, you would think it is the Lakers logo.
Until someone pointed it out, I thought it was a Lakers shirt.
But it actually says Little Tokyo, like it would say Los Angeles, and then Ramen's very similar lettering to the Lakers.
Wow. See, this is why you don't want me on your jury. Right there. See, I would have convicted you. He had a Lakers shirt on.
No, you don't want someone on your you on someone's jury because you could be bought. That's what we learned.
Just don't hit the ball to me.
All right, coming up next, talk a little Lakers, including, is it okay to call LeBron Bron?
Bron.
Talk about that coming up next, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Is this Starship or Jefferson Starship?
This is Starship.
This is Starship.
Because okay. There's three different versions.
Jefferson Airplane.
Yes.
Jefferson Starship.
Yes.
And then Starship.
Okay. This day in 1987, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, otherwise known as the theme to Mannequin.
Really?
Hit number one.
Tom Hanks, right?
No. Andrew McCarthy.
And okay, yeah. Okay.
And Kim Cattrall.
Aha.
And James Spader. But 1987 went number one. When Laura sent us these different anniversaries and stuff, the thing that popped into my mind for Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, there may not be a worse song that makes me happier than Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
You said that?
Yeah.
You said that about this song?
Yes. Oh, it's a terrible song.
I love this song. Come on.
Oh, I love it too, but it's terrible.
Is it terrible?
I agree with Andy.
Isn't most of their stuff like that though?
No.
We built this city is kind of like, come on, man.
Oh, no. That's
but you love it though.
That's a terrible song right. That's just full stop. But, it's terrible.
But you love it though. Come on. That's like Kokomo from the Beach Boys, right? See,
right. Well, what's funny is I was also thinking too, like, I don't think there's ever been a band that like changed more over the years from like Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit.
Yeah.
You know, like One Pill Makes You Larger.
Great song.
To Jefferson Starship, which was like poppy, but still trying to be kind of edgy.
Right.
To Starship, where they're like, we are just chasing hits, baby.
It's MTV time. Yep. Absolutely. We're trying to make money. We're trying to pay for that kitchen.
We are selling out, baby, and we do not care.
See? Selling out. Got the baseball. See? Right there.
Starship was shaking down their fans.
Right there. There it is.
And Marco's going to shake down Ohtani and the Dodgers.
Just in it for the bag.
By the way, it's being reported from Sam Bloom from The Athletic that the Dodgers, I guess, played some hardball with Ambar Roman. She's the one who, Ambar
Roman.
Her husband dove with others to get this ball. I'm reading right now in real time, so apologies. It's a little bit clunky. But they ended up with this ball. And apparently the Dodgers were not willing to authenticate it. So that all of a sudden puts like a pressure on them to find a way to authenticate it themselves. Otherwise, it just becomes another baseball. So that was part of, you know, people were saying like this couple, they ended up getting nothing for Ohtani's ball. It may have been in part because they felt like, well, if we don't take just what they're giving us, we may be in a situation where the ball ends up worthless.
That's such BS.
But Ohtani's going to put a stop to that. He's going to want the ball.
Right. But that's how he ends up getting it back ultimately is because they feel like we're not going to get a better offer than, you know, what a lot of people considered this lowball offer. Like, this is according to, again, Sam Bloom, I'm reading now.
Should have called Jacob.
You know what? I was going to say that, DeMarco, because I'm out here being like, I'm a fan, I love my Dodgers, let me give you the ball and give me something back. But now, hell no, shake them down, bro. You should have shut them down.
Yeah, I'm starting to shift right now.
Should have shut them down.
Welcome back.
This is what I'm reading right now from Sam Bloom from The Athletic. As is customary with significant home run balls, there's a give and take negotiation between the team and the fan who catches it. The player will generally trade memorabilia and a meet and greet with the player in exchange for a ball that represents significant personal achievement. In this case, though, Roman and Valenzuela, that's the couple, say security staff separated them, pressured them, and left them with little choice but to hand over the baseball for what they considered a lowball offer. The Dodgers initially dangled two caps signed by Ohtani in exchange for the ball that an auction house representative told The Athletic would be worth at least $100,000. Roman said the hardball tactics by team officials included the threat of refusing to authenticate the baseball if she decided to take it home. This was no trivial matter. A lack of authentication could significantly reduce the ball's value and place the onus on Roman to prove its authenticity.
I think I might have called their bluff on that because there is another side to this. Otani's going to want the ball.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they know where it is and who has it. And then I think that ball would be authenticated. And like I said, you should have called Jacob. You know? But you're starting to see my point. Right, Laura? See?
I completely have gone to the dark side, and I'm with DeMarco. I would have shaken their bleep butts down.
I am starting to move towards Team Shakedown as well.
Here's my daughter's student loan right here.
Man, see, that pisses me off, though. Like, it genuinely pisses me off because people were anticipating that. And yes, jokes aside, the Shakedown and all that stuff. I'm sure not only was, okay, we're not going to get the bag because they're not authenticating it, but they're probably really big fans and they wanted to give him the ball. And now they're playing games with them. So I'm like, bleep them.
I thought it said that she got to meet him.
Let me see if I can find.
A caller said they weren't even sure if she got to meet Otani. I think
the report that I had read is that she did.
She did. And look, here's what I will say. It sounds, again, just from this report, the part of it that I read, this just came up in front of us, that the Dodgers may have been aggressive on Otani's behalf.
Yeah.
To be fair, this is probably a period where Otani would feel exceptionally hyper aware of feeling taken advantage of or feeling shook down.
That's fair.
Given what's gone on with his translator and that situation, the investigations with the feds and baseball, this is probably not a time where Otani feels like bartering.
Look, that was $4.5 million. I'll just take $1 million. See, I'm doing you a favor.
What a sweet man you are.
You know what? I'm not even asking for a mil, bro. I'm not asking for a mil. I'm asking for half, okay? Right. I just gave you 50% off.
Thank you. See? Lowest bidder. You don't want me to catch it. Crazy.
It's so unlucky for Otani that you weren't the one who caught it.
I just remember McGuire. I remember the whole thing in St. Louis with McGuire. I mean, but I think the fan actually... Wasn't it Todd McFarlane?
I don't remember the name.
Yeah, I think Todd McFarlane either bought it or had the ball. It was big business. People talked about that for months. If I catch it, what they're going to do with that ball? Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be also too kind of a weird thing. Like the idea of, okay, I'm a fan of Otani. Like I'm putting myself in the position of these two fans. I assume they are big time Dodger fans, big time Otani fans. That's got to be weird to feel like all of a sudden I may have to be adversarial with somebody that I really like, with a team that I really like. Like that's got to be kind of awkward in the moment.
Anybody that's ever cheered for Russell Westbrook, at some point you may be adversarial.
Well, okay. To be fair to Russ, unless you are taunting Russ in Russ's mind from a courtside seat or whatever, he's reportedly great with fans.
Oh, no doubt. It just makes me laugh when I see people heckle. Too.
Oh, yeah.
Say again?
Yeah, so he does a lot for the community.
No doubt. It just makes me laugh when people heckle him, and then he stops and turns around, and they completely change.
No, Russ is not into the whole you're allowed to trash talk in the seats thing.
Yeah, I saw Kevin Durant do the same thing not long ago. He stopped. Like,
it was in Dallas.
Yeah, what did you say?
Maybe that's something they developed together as teammates back in OKC.
I hope so. Yeah.
It's just something they decided.
Crazy.
They don't like. You mentioned, DeAndre, the work that Russ does in the community. My daughter had one of her volleyball games. She plays for the middle school volleyball team where she goes to school. One of them was at a school that is in Russ's name. It's a charter.
He has a school?
Yeah, he helped.
Wow.
I don't think he built it from scratch the way like LeBron did with I Promise.
Yeah.
This was a campus that had previously existed, but I think was good. I'm not 100% sure I'm right on the facts on this, but I believe he helped with funding it when it was going through some issues. Oh. He took over that part of it as a charter. His name is on it.
Yeah, it's his Why Not program. So it's called Why Not.
It's called Why Not?
Yeah, that's like his whole gig. Is like,
I love it.
Not.
Yeah,
I
seeing
it.
That, it was actually really cool that to see that
heart,
up close.
It does my heart good. You know, look, I can't. This is where I have to draw the line. You meet fans all the time, right? When people will say, I hate that guy, like you hate everything about him because he sucks on the floor or on the field. That never made sense to me. I'm never going to hate another human being because you stink on the floor. I'd hate your game, yes. You don't fit here. I don't want you on my team. But I'm never going to hate you
Well, here's
or
the
discount
thing.
Everything you do because you stink at one right. one area of your life.
There's a difference from not liking the play on the court and the player off the court. There's a big difference, and a lot of people don't understand that.
It just I hate him. I hate him. I wish he was blankety blank.
Also hate him.
Really, dude? It's just
word.
A game, man. Yeah. Come on.
I mean, and here's the thing too. Like, and I know Russ's time with the Lakers was frankly a disaster, and there's no way around it.
To say it nicely,
Yeah, and look, he's doing better with the Clippers. That's great. Either way, Russ loves L.A. Like, you would be hard-pressed to find a local athlete, like a local professional athlete from the L.A. area at large who loves this city more than Russ.
Yeah.
Like, he loves L.A.
And he's guys know, sorry to cut you off,
no worries.
That he's also, there's like a neighborhood project that he's helping mm-hmm. out with in South Central. Like, he loves this city. For a lot of grief that we, because I've given him the grief as a player for the Lakers, you can't do that as a person. And no. I don't even know him as a person.
Great heart. Yeah, I just was saying, D'Lo kind of went through that kind of a shorter evolution. People wanted him gone. And now it's like, wait a minute. I kind of like this guy.
Well,
yeah, see? Right.
When you shoot over 40% from three and score the way he is.
DeAndre don't like him.
I feel like...
Oh, you're one of them.
Yeah, he's one of them.
Oh, I didn't know.
To a certain extent. Like,
say it with your chest, bro. You say it out of mic.
I don't agree what he does defensively. I think when he has... You know, I can go on and on
this
about
this.
This
whole team is not very defensive. You know this,
I know that, but I'm saying I can go on and on about that, and I tend to, you know, stay away, you know, because it can be a long conversation. Honestly.
He's a little bit of a hater.
All right, well, we'll see.
I'm not hating. I tell you all the time that he's doing great offensively.
Are you going to call Bron? Bron.
I definitely won't do
you know
that.
What? Maybe that's something that we swipe left or swipe right on coming up next. A little Radio Tinder. Andy DeMarco in for the guys, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks, Chris. It's Laura, and I'm actually going to toss it to Andy because he has a funny tweet that he needs to read.
All right, over in the Circle of Trust, the vice president of the Handsome Men's Club, correct?
Handsome Men's Club.
Yeah.
Handsome Men's Club?
Community.
Handsome Men Community. My shakedown list to give Otani's home run ball back. Season tickets for life.
There
That's
you go.
Number one.
Uh-huh. That's a good one. That's
number
good
two,
one.
Otani autographing my four-year-old's forehead.
Nice.
Number three, a tequila tour in Japan with Otani.
Wow.
Number four, $100,000. Number five, reserve free parking spot.
That is a great list.
It's not
like
a bad
that.
List.
That is a great list.
I feel like at that point, Otani's like, you know what? Keep the ball, man.
Nah, man. No. He has so much money, he wants that ball.
He's going to want it. Come on.
No, he does not.
That's history.
Respectfully to the VP, because I've met the VP. He's great. Respectfully. Otani does not want the ball bad enough. The most private man on the planet, the most private man in sports, to go on a tequila tour with
you. But you never know like until you ask.
He doesn't want it.
I mean,
it.
He might veto that, but out of everything else, it might just be that.
You never know until you ask, right? You may get free parking for life.
They always say the answer is always no until you ask.
Yeah.
In that particular case, I think you don't have to ask. You know the answer's no.
We'll just forget the tequila and just move on to everything else.
The other four you might be able to,
Season tickets for life, like. If I just landed on that, I'd be
happy. Season tickets and parking? Oh, I'm in, man.
If I landed on that, I'd be happy.
Otani's got to be a little bit nervous signing a random four-year-old's forehead.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Like you worry about Child Protective Services coming in, like that's a little strange.
I never mind signing autographs, and when I was a player, I got more of them. But signing body parts did get weird.
I was gonna say because women want the boobies, right? That's like a thing.
Even
like,
if, like, hey, can you sign here? Exactly. No.
No, I can't.
I don't know who's watching us.
No, I can't.
No, I can't.
Absolutely not.
All right. And with that, we awkwardly transition to Radio Tinder. Well, kind of fittingly to Radio Tinder.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, guys. We were during the break, we were talking about March Madness and the women's tournament and Caitlin Clark and how I've been watching it. And DeMarco says he's glued in. So a while ago, I don't know if it was on this show or one of the shows that I'm in and out of, I brought up that Caitlin Clark recreated the iconic Kobe picture, and many were upset about it. They didn't like it. They said, oh, leave it to him. Well, Paige refused to do it this past weekend, and she was heard saying, nah, dog, that ain't me. That's Kobe. And people cheered for her because, you know, she didn't recreate it. My question to you guys is, if you just won a huge game or something, a game, it's a Super Bowl, whatever, you would be down to recreate that iconic picture or another iconic picture, swipe right or swipe left? Andy?
Okay, two things. First of all, I always need this reminder. Swiping left means yes.
Swipe. I don't know, man. I'm really bad at this, too.
Swiping left means no.
Swiping left is no. Right is yes.
Okay, all right, second, which Kobe pose are we talking about?
The one with the jacket where he's sitting down with the
Oh, okay, the one where he's in the leather like the varsity jacket. Letterman's yeah. jacket yeah. with the trophy.
Trophy, yeah. yep.
I'm swiping left on that. Like that, it's got to feel organic. You know what I mean? Like if Kobe, when that happened for Kobe, like while I'm sure he was aware that there were cameras on him, because at that moment after you win a championship, especially if you're Kobe, there's cameras everywhere.
Right.
And I know Kobe has always been incredibly image savvy with stuff like that. But you still don't know that, like, that moment is going to become iconic for you until down the line. That was an organic moment. Mm-hmm. Recreating it, if you're one of these, you know, one of these players, even though they're both terrific, that doesn't really make sense to me. I think that's strange.
Okay.
What was the question again? Like,
would you recreate that iconic picture or
yes,
something similar?
Then I'd swipe right. I'm looking at the picture now, and it is cool. It seems like more of a tribute to Kobe Bryant. And
yeah,
if that's her thing, then that's her thing, and I have no problem with it. Remember when how John Elway left the field for his last game with the finger up? We're number one,
right?
Dude, come on, man! I lived my whole life to do that.
Sure, but. That was John Elway's own moment. He wasn't recreating, I'm throwing this out just randomly, Johnny Unitas's moment.
No. I lived to do that.
Sure.
To emulate him. I mean, if that's your thing, that's your thing.
I just say Caitlin Clark, create your own moment.
I think she did. It looks more like a tribute to Kobe. Maybe she loves Kobe more than we know.
I'm sure she does love Kobe. That's not the point. I'm just saying, like, recreating it, finding something that would represent the jacket, and then like that's just a lot.
Well, I mean,
of work.
I saw, because this happened a few weeks ago when she did this, and then Paige wouldn't do it this past weekend. I thought it was dope. They just did. They shared one of Caitlin with all the confetti.
Yeah,
that was like, you know, all around the socials. That one was badass too.
I'm
like,
sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, this is that's a hard one. Anything related to Kobe Bryant is just that's.
This is what I would say.
It's off limits right now. Yeah.
If say there was like a magazine spread, like an article being written about her, like in Vanity Fair or something, and you know they bring in a lot of really great creative photographers for that, and they wanted to for one of the pictures of Caitlin Clark recreate that Kobe moment. That to me would be different because it's like an artistic accompaniment to learning more about Caitlin Clark, as opposed to, okay, you just played this game, let's go kind of randomly recreating this Kobe moment. That to me just feels forced.
Okay. D, what about you?
You know what? I'm actually going to, you know, go against you guys. I have no problem with their...
I have no problem.
I have no problem.
Yeah.
Oh, you have no problem. Yeah, I have no problem, you know, with her doing a tribute to Kobe. Actually, one of the guys from Alabama, Grant Nelson, after they won the Elite Eight game, me and Graham were talking about it. Graham in the back over there.
Shout out, Graham.
He actually did a tribute to Kobe as well. There was an iconic movie where Kobe did to the fans and stuff like that. And he actually recreated that moment as well.
Yeah, so but everybody's done the shit.
But I'm saying, like, so I feel like it's common now for, you know, these kids and these players now to recreate things. So I don't find it as a big deal.
I was going, like, if the pickleball tournament went off and I won, I was going to recreate Pat Bev.
You're going to call us all too small?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Okay, next one. So I saw that Steve-O, you guys remember Jackass, yeah, right? He was requested to do a podcast. And I don't care for the person that was asking for him, so I'm not going to mention his name. But the person does light up a J when, you know, he smokes weed when he interviews people. And Steve-O has been in sobriety for 15 years.
Oh, Bill Maher.
So he, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You can say his name. I don't care to say his name. But anyways, so he was asked, hey, you know, I'm down to go to get the, do the interview, but can you not have anything because I am sober and out of respect for my sobriety, can you please not do that? And he goes, that's a deal breaker. So for me, as you know, you guys have all interviewed people. Don't you want that person to be comfortable and just kind of be in the space like, okay, they're not going to be triggered by anything? So my question to you guys is, you would have been okay with not lighting it up, even though it's part of your show, swipe right or swipe left, deal.
Swipe left. If that's a part of my thing, then mm-hmm. you're just going to have, I'm not going to change for you. Mm. What's Mike Tyson's podcast?
Hot Boxing with Mike. Yeah, but he did it.
He stopped for who?
Yeah, for Steve. For Steve-O.
Oh, he stopped for Steve-O. Yeah, oh, okay. Well, if Mike can do it, then I can do it.
Yeah. You're re-swiping now.
Yeah. You got to re-swipe, bro.
Swipe right then. There you go.
Swipe left, right?
Left, yes.
See, I just changed your mind. Flippity-flop. Yes. What about you, Andy?
I'm swiping right as well. And this is the reason. What's more important, the interview with Steve-O or people seeing you smoke out for the billionth time? You know what I mean? Like,
depends on how good your stuff is. Just saying.
And think about it that way.
Oh,
you know what
man.
I mean? Like, you're gaining a lot more mm-hmm. by putting out the joint than you are canceling the interview or compromising the interview or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. D, what about you?
I feel like at times you got to make sacrifice for something to get, you know, results at the end of the day. So I would swipe right as well. You know, the interview is more important.
I also feel like it's not something small. Somebody's been sober for 15 years, and if you know, they're telling you, they're actively telling you, hey, out of respect, that might be a trigger for me. Can we just not?
True.
You know what I mean? So yeah. To me, it's not just your stick, but it's also out of respect for that person.
It's also, too, like, it'd be one thing if, say, Bill Maher was having a drink. Like, him having a drink there, whether it bothered Steve-O or not, mm-hmm. Steve-O is not going to feel the effects of that drink. Right. If he's smoking weed there, Steve-O yeah. may actually take in that buzz. Weed, like secondhand smoke.
Yeah, that's rude.
Contact high. That could be, like you said, Laura, triggering for his sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you hate Bill Maher?
I don't hate him.
You refuse to say
okay,
his
why,
name.
Okay, why do you people... Okay, this is
usually
a common
you
thing.
You refuse to say someone's name, no, you
don't
like
him.
Them, right?
No, it's like, whatever.
Okay,
like
is Voldemort? What?
Yeah. It's not that I hate him. Anyways, okay. Moving on. So you can't escape the Taylor Swift craze. She's also getting her own channel on SiriusXM, which is leading up to her next album. Would you guys, I know you guys have daughters, and I'm sure they dictate the radio situation in the car sometimes. I personally hate that with my passengers try to mess with my radio. It's just not my thing. But you guys are okay with people messing with your radio. Swipe right or swipe left?
I am okay with it. Swipe right when it's my daughter.
Okay.
And it's in part because, A, she has pretty good musical taste.
She does. You have mentioned this.
But also, too, I want to encourage her loving music. And that's something that she and I can share together as an experience. And she likes a lot of what I listen to. But if I'm going to try to foster that love of music in her, then I have to be willing to listen sometimes to what she would prefer versus what I would prefer.
And you never know. You never know.
Oh, she's turned me on to a lot of artists that I would never have known about.
You were in a band, right?
I was. In high school, I was in a band.
That's where it came from. Yep. Yeah, as a rule, I guess I'm swiping right? As a rule, don't touch the radio.
You're swiping left if you don't want people to touch
swipe left. I don't want you to touch my radio because I would never do it to you. But
you got to ask. Just don't do it just to do it. Yeah.
Or just, you know, suggest or something.
She does always wait for me to say that it's okay. You control it.
But today, first day ever, Taylor Swift on radio, she asked me to turn it. My daughter.
Oh, did she?
She's like, I'm done. I need a break from Taylor Swift. First time ever. Ever.
Wow.
Yeah, ever, ever, ever.
Okay.
She shook it off.
Yeah, she shook it off.
Sorry, I didn't go to you. What's up?
Yeah, swipe right. I have no problem with, you know, people, you know, touching the radio. But, you know, actually, Apple Music now, there's a, you know, a way you can share play. So, that you didn't know that?
Share play
now music. So, like, say, like, on Bluetooth or whatever, say if I'm in control, I can give you the option. You can, like, ask, like, share play, and you can connect on my Bluetooth as well. So we're both, you know, so like me and my boy the other weekend, he was, you know, swapping between musics, me and him. So I'll play one
song. Someone's going to get divorced over that.
But right here's the thing. You gotta ask, like, my boyfriend can do that in my car. My niece can do it in my, there's certain people like Andy, his daughter, but they always ask, like, yo, is it cool or can I, but when people just show up to your car, like they're, you know, they're the passenger and they just think they own it and they could just start dialing out. It's like, nah, bro.
No, that's too much.
That's too much.
Not everyone's allowed in my vehicle though. That's the thing. See?
Not everybody's allowed in.
Exactly.
Okay.
So hey, you're like me. Rule.
You're just different. See? I don't let them merge. You don't let people in. There you go.
I can't with you guys. You guys want another one? Or?
Yeah, sure. Come on.
Okay. So here is, let me get my thing. I'm so sorry. Okay. So I saw that a person was disguised as a trash bag to steal packages from people's yard. I saw that it was in Sacramento. I actually sent you guys a link. I don't know if you guys saw it. It's super funny. But I wanted to know, have you guys seen something crazy? If you guys have like these Ring cameras or have caught something on your own cameras, kind of crazy like this, where they're stealing packages in such an obscure way. Swipe right or swipe left?
We don't actually. I'm swiping left, but it's only because I don't have a Ring camera. So there's no way for me to have seen it.
You don't have a Ring camera?
I do not have a Ring camera.
Whoa.
There actually are other cameras, but not a Ring one, but I guess I've not noticed anything.
I like how he's like, I have other cameras, but not a Ring camera, but other cameras.
Yeah, I got too, like, caught up in the camera. I was like,
wait, hold up. Like, I want to know what cameras you got. Like, now I got other questions.
Wow.
Like, now I got other questions about the kind of cameras that Andy has.
Well, a guy used a trash bag to
steal
what?
Yeah, he was
what?
Like... So he was dressed as a trash bag. It's like super crazy. And then you could see him like kind of walk in towards the front porch to steal packages.
That's like pretty good.
That's crazy.
That's pretty good. You got to give him props. Okay.
I mean, he committed to the role. There's no question.
That out. Exactly. Right. He planned that out. Nobody
Dude,
will
wild.
Expect me in a trash bag.
Okay. I guess last one for Tequila Mandala. By the way, Radio Tinder presented by Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila, and it is really good. Made from the finest mature agaves, available wherever fine tequilas are sold, or visit tequilamandala.com. Up your game and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. I guess swipe left or swipe right. This came up before the show. Referring to LeBron as Braun?
Yes, to his face. To his face.
Like Braun.
Or just in general. In general. Like, how did this come up? Like the idea of, because you were asking.
Slee refers to LeBron as Braun.
So I said, we were talking about LeBron and somehow DeMarco goes, just don't call him Braun. And we're like, well, who the hell
I
does?
Said LeBron. We don't get to call him Braun.
But,
only
but I
does.
Said LeBron. I didn't say Braun.
Somebody said Braun.
Yeah. It wasn't me.
I think it might have been you. You called him Braun.
No, I've never referred to him
somebody
as Braun.
Somebody said Braun.
What? We said LeBron. Like, I said LeBron.
Oh, did you? Okay, I might have missed that.
And then you were like, well, just don't call him Braun. And I was like, who calls him Braun? He's like, Sliwa?
I did not know that. I was on with Slee, and Slee called him Braun, and everybody kept, like, correcting him. It's LeBron.
It is LeBron.
Right.
I feel like you have to know LeBron, I feel like, if you're going to refer to him as Braun. Like, that feels a little too familiar if you don't have a relationship with LeBron. Look, Slee may, you know, he is the reigning Mandy host of the year.
Yes,
so he may have a relationship with LeBron that the rest of us peasants without Mandy don't have.
He's on Braun status.
He is on Braun
status. He's on Braun status.
And we'll talk about that next.
I mean, I like that. He's on Braun status.
He is on Braun status. You know what I mean?
I want to be on Braun status.
Well, go win a Mandy. All right, Andy, DeMarco, in for the guys, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good!
Saved! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Who is this?
36 Mafia.
36 Mafia.
Oh.
It's Juicy J's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I think the one of the samples in this is the theme to, remember the movie Foxy Brown?
Yeah.
With Pam Grier?
Of course.
I think that's one of the samples in the background here. I can't say with 100%
really? Wow.
Certainty. Just was announced, by the way, too. Pam Grier, in conjunction with a production company, is going to be putting out a bio movie.
Pam Grier?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Like a real biopic on
yes.
Pam Grier's life?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
It is.
2024 is that year, isn't it? Whoa. Look out. Here it comes.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Let's
see if I can find the name of this. But she's involved with it. I think it's called like Foxy, a play in. Here it is. Foxy, My Life in Three Acts.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is going to be good. Wow. Talk about the It Girl.
Oh,
loved it.
Oh my God.
The It Girl. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Even to this day.
Yeah.
No doubt.
She still looks amazing.
Doesn't 3-6 Mafia have an Oscar?
Yes, they do.
They do. Okay.
Yes,
yeah, they do.
For Hustle and Flow.
Yep.
Right.
It led to that great joke during that Oscars after they won for the Hustle and Flow, I believe, Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
Yeah.
Someone made a joke. 3-6 Mafia, 1 Oscar, Martin Scorsese, 0.
Zero. Unbelievable. Wow.
Yep.
Wow, wow, wow.
But then he eventually got his.
Interesting.
So, thumbs up, thumbs down, swipe left, swipe right on calling LeBron Braun.
Hey, Braun.
I might try just for fun. See what
Please
would happen.
Don't.
You know what?
Please
just to
and
see
find
what would
out.
Happen.
You could probably get away with it
and
because you're a professional
and
athlete.
I think I did. I think I did say, what's up, Braun? When
did
he
you?
Was when he was at the Coliseum and he was down there. Hey, what's up, Braun? I saw Matt Barnes was down there.
Okay.
Bunch of like tall giraffes. I'm like, who is this? Oh, it's a basketball team. Oh, that's LeBron. Hey, what's up, Braun? And kept it pushing. I guess that's okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can get away with it. You're right.
Yeah.
Andy. He can.
You know, speaking of, I don't know if you knew this, but you just mentioned Matt Barnes and your connection football. There was a point early in Matt Barnes' career where he was really struggling to get a foothold in the NBA. He was debating leaving the NBA and trying out for the NFL.
Really?
Yeah, he had been like an all-state wide receiver. Like, he apparently was really, really
He's got
really
the right
good.
Temperament for football.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that happening. He actually, do you guys remember Courtland Finnegan?
I know
Played
the
here for
name.
A minute.
He played for the Titans, right?
Played for the Titans, got beat up by Andre Johnson.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. No,
I mean,
I know
he was a true,
about.
Like a hockey pest. He was that guy. Actually, Matt Barnes reminds me of him. Yeah, I mean, perfect temperament for the game. Absolutely. I can see that happening.
You know what's so funny, too? And like, I'm sure you've had this experience as well with different teammates or whatever, like you meet for the first time. I covered Matt Barnes when he was with the Lakers. He was so much different than I expected because, you know, he's got this reputation and it comes certain respects rightfully as, you know, this hothead, the temper, all that stuff. After games, he would be so quiet and like introspective and soft-spoken. And then you see him now, this media career he has, which he's really, really good at.
Yeah.
He's like this very introspective, thoughtful guy that you would never expect given what he's like on the court. And, you know, at times off the court as well. It's just interesting when you see that dichotomy.
Yeah, I met him walking away from this building the first time. He was leaving here doing something. And I said, what's up to him? And I guess I was expecting the guy that threw the ball at Kobe. You know?
the fake.
He was
the pump fake.
Yeah, the pump fake guy. But he was nothing like that. He was really cool.
Cool. My experiences with Matt were always great.
Yeah. And the other one, Meta World Peace.
Meta is a sweetheart.
So nice. Sorry.
That's
to
the funny thing
but
about him.
When I first saw him, like ever, met him, the first thing I did was back up.
Because he's intimidating, Ricky.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But he's nice.
Well, I mean,
but
he looks like an outside linebacker.
Yeah, he does.
He's
That's
built
a
like
big dude.
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
With a long reach.
All right. Speaking of former Lakers, the Lakers are winning a lot and they are not moving up at all. How much will it matter? Talk about that coming up next and what you need to know. Andy DeMarco in for the guys, 710 ESPN.